Nairobi language teaching and learning. But please excuse my bad English. English is not as good as you. In this talk, I'm going to give the brief introduction, and then I'm going to compare the teaching of the mainstream and minority and indigenous languages. And then I'm going to move to talking about performance approach, in particular its use of performance. And then I'm going to finish up with some of the video that I showed in the classroom. And as everyone here knows that there's a lot of concern.
Sorry.
That about language endangerment. Over this the last 10 years, there's has been two main response. The rise of a new field about the language documentation and the revitalization. And just recently, I wrote a paper with David Nason, we argue about the language documentation has focused too much on the supporting descriptive linguistics, but not enough about the pedagogy or the revitalization. But the revitalization, with some exceptions, doesn't have enough effective methodology. And so it raises the questions about whether the mainstream methodology can be appropriate and effective to minority or endangered languages. So over the years, I have been lucky to be able to teach about a lot of languages. I taught Japanese in Taiwan, and Mandarin in Japan and UK, and Hokkien in Japan and UK, and as recently as Kalayin in Lithuania. And through teaching the different languages, I find that the key point of a performance approach were not only effective, but more effective in small languages. So it's more kind of effective or appropriate. So there's a lot of people that think two category of language, which is the large languages, which have more resources. And a small language which has less resources. For example, but actually I think it's not as simple as like that. For example, Japanese is a large, a big communal language, but the teaching methods are typically very old. And the Mandarin also is a growing very communal language, but a lot of textbooks are like 20 years old, not very new. And Hokkien is a big language, but less commonly taught language, and has hardly any suitable language teaching materials. And Kalayin is an indigenous language with only few teaching materials. So I noticed that it is more useful to contrast the institutional setting, such as university, to the endangered language community setting. So this table shows how learners' age and abilities in institutional settings are more similar than the community setting. But in endangered language community setting, it is the language background and the motivation that are more similar. So Now I'm going to talk about the PA's features. So there is a summary of that. It's the design features has to be clear of the design feature, the goals and the process, and it has to be clear of the measurable learning. And because we don't have so much time in class, we don't have many years to talk, teach in a very, very basic language conversation. So in the PA, we have I use the what I call the spiral of learning, where students continually performing and reinforce what they have learned. So performance use effective language materials and the activities and assessment. So in performance, it's interesting because it can include the language functions that are hard to devote in the normal classroom or even the communicative approach, such as emotions or cultural contents. So at the end of the course, the students would be able to create their own drama and their own characters. And through this drama, there could be involvement of language speakers, such as client community. Whole community get involved with the drama. And this drama also created language learning resources that can be used for after the course is ending. So here is the spiral learning, and the powers, the students continually performing what they've learned and get the feedback from teachers and learn from the mistake and growing their learning. So such course have to be planned very well. Firstly, we need the constraints of the time and the resources available. And then to research and plan the goals. To plan the goals, the students' needs and the motivation have to be researched and identified. So all this is for setting concrete and achievable goal. So there are four parts of the performance approach design. So I include the course design and the teaching material design and the activity design and the feedback and evaluation. The career goals can and the course outline provide a roadmap for the learners. In PA, learning materials are carefully created and selected as sequenced modules. And which modules is fully learnable, and each module is built on the previous one. So, activity design, we including a lot of different kind of activities, and feedback and evaluation, we have a different kind of assessment examination, and feedback get from not only from teachers to students, students from to students, and the students to the teachers. So, thoughts on the textbook. It is very important. Textbook is learnable. And here is the textbook's points, design points. So here I'm going to show you some of the topics of the Hokkien textbook that I wrote in 2007. But the topics are very simple and basic and useful. And there are more. You can see, for example, the 13. Do you know where the toilet is? It's very useful. But maybe in the Aboriginal community, you have to ask about where can I build the toilet, but not erase the toilet. And this is more so. This all the course we can learn in the 30 weeks, about 20 lessons. So there's more about the textbook. About each lesson is to start with a dialogue, and it's very simple and useful and learnable. By the end of the lesson, every student will be able to perform it. So the other concept in PA, peer performance apology, that the classroom is kind of a theater, and where many different kind of interaction and the performance are not only possible, but in a way it's authentic. So they can bring their various topics in situation and emotions that they normally not occur in any classroom. So here's some drama features. It is group based, so the is kind of a social context, like the real world. And here is the drama steps. I don't have time to go through this. And here's drama. So now I'm going to show you about the drama and the. About drama, now I'm going to show you the Kalaim, the endangered languages drama here. So this is a student method.
Ты как?
So this is maybe you can see that it's a Cinderella. Mm-hmm. We document the typology, and this become a. DVD browser, we documented the page for the drama, and you can see there's different sections. You can find out the topics and the culture, or the students' assessment and feedback, and also you have the special topics, which is like culture, so they can you can. Look about what students they discuss. So there's no time for me to show you more. So I'm going to finish this with some conclusion and finishing my talk. And now the conclusion, I believe that the performance approach is effective and for rapid and usable and measurable and accountable language learning methodology. So it is useful for the endangered language for the language revitalization. Thank you.
I think we have time for one question, if someone has one.